right now, God.
Yes.
Move, Father, that the Holy Spirit will move in me and through me.
Yes, thank
that
you.
That everyone here today will have ears to hear, a heart to receive you, Lord.
Amen.
And even eyes to see, Father.
Mm.
Because this is all about you and not about me.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes. Amen.
Whew. Now, what I want to share is being an ambassador for Christ. Why be an ambassador for Christ? When a month ago, I was in my living room and I was praying and reading the Word and studying the Word. And even being in the presence of God in worship, you know, God dropped the word ambassador. So I said, ambassador. And I didn't pay no mind, went back to worship. Then again, he said, ambassador. I said, okay, Lord, because this is me. Okay, Lord, now what you trying to say? I know it's an ambassador. It's a message, a messenger that goes out in behalf of Christ, right? So I go back and I said, okay. So are you speaking to me? This is for me? Like I'm saying, like, well, this is for me? Am I, you know? Okay, so what happened? So I'm back in worship and I heard him say, teach it. I said, okay, teach it. So I shared it with Jackie and Juan a couple of weeks ago, or a month ago, about what had happened that I would like to teach on being an ambassador for Christ. So here it goes.
Thank you, Lord.
So, what does it mean to be an ambassador for Christ? Well, an ambassador is a representative officer acting as a representative of a nation sent to the foreign land. The ambassador role is to reflect the officer position of the sovereign body that gave him authority. So, Paul in Corinthians, he was writing the letter and he said, Paul is saying, likeness is his own calling to that of an ambassador. And he urges all Christians to consider themselves ambassador for Christ. Now, and he has committed us messenger of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassador, as though God were making his appearing through us. Not maybe, not if, but making his appeal through us.
Amen.
So what does that mean? You know, we represent Christ.
Hmm.
One of the things in my job, and this is a short testimony, one of the things in my job now, I wasn't working. In 2013, I was laid off for a year. In May of 2014, I was hired by the company that I'm with now. But I wasn't looking for the job. I was a year off work with no job, just doing God's will. I would go to hospitals, pray for people, go to citizen homes, pray for sick people. Just doing what God had called me to do through that year. So when the job was approached to me, because I was selling A-bus to one of my friends that I used to work with years ago, her boss, which I know was my supervisor at that time, before, he had asked me, you know, that he wanted me to come to work for him as a supervisor at night shift. But I said, you know what, I had the word encounter with us. We had just started the word encounter. I still have my ministry. And if I do that, I it was like I couldn't, you know. To me, God's work is first.
Amen.
Everything else is second. Hmm. So what happened? Through that time, May 13 came, and I went to go get my payment for the Avons. And he asked me, would I come in the morning? I said, okay, we'll come in the morning. My employment is running out, right? My employment is running out. So I said, okay, well, I felt it in my spirit. I said, okay, I'll come. I'll work in the morning. From eight to four, that's good. I could go with that. So anyway, but it was like I wasn't looking for it. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
God knew my employment was running out. I had nowhere to go.
Hmm.
But my question is, when I got there, I said, okay, Lord, a couple months went by, and I said, okay, Lord, what's the purpose? I need to know what's my purpose here. Because now I have to represent Christ. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, I'm always been an ambassador for God, right? But what happened is, when I got there, my friend, a good friend of mine, who I was selling Avons, her marriage was, Her marriage was a disaster. They had just broken up. Her husband had left her, and she's in tears, and I, you know, was praying for her and ministering to her. And I even told her, you know, don't talk negative to him. Bless him. You know, stop blessing him. Stop cursing him. You know, if you want this marriage, yeah, I don't want this marriage. Can't say bye, yeah, you know, I don't want him, and this and that. So anyway, what I kept doing, I kept praying for him. I kept praying for her and telling him, praying for him too, you know. But what happens? A couple months later, I come to her and I said, oh my God, Liani, I had a dream last night that you and Ivan was back together again. He came and asked you for forgiveness. He's back in church with you. And y'all was happy. And she was like, ah, that's never going to happen because I'm not going to have him back. Okay. I'm only telling you what God told me. So anyway, what happens? 2 weeks later, God knows. God, marriages is very important to God.
Yeah.
Okay? And right now, to this day, those two are so happy.
Wow.
God is the Messiah.
Yeah.
You know, being a master representing Christ is reconciled people back to God.
That's awesome.
He was in church faithfully. Now he's back with his wife.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what. And I'm not standing here so I could be swollen up or glorified. I'm glorifying my God.
Yes.
Because he sent me there with a mission. And I believe that because not only that, there was a lady, the lady that works in building, she was pregnant. And she was having a baby, and everybody was telling her negative stuff. Oh, you're going to have your baby, you're going to be in pain, this and that's going to happen, you know, your blood pressure is going to go up.
Oh my God.
And I go, Maria, I want to talk to you in private. And I talked to her in private. I said, listen, baby, don't believe none of this. Ain't none of this going to happen. When you're going to your labor, you're going to have your labor pains, but it's going to be easy. And all you're going to think about is having that baby, holding your daughter, and looking at her and see how beautiful she is, you're going to fall in love with her. Now, she said, well, so you know what? I believe you. Because she said she noticed. She noticed how I sit on my desk and I read my word and I worship God and I'm always speaking to God. And I'll do all that just so people could see, to see me, you know, to say, you know, I'm how you say, there was a phrase Jackie used to say all the time, highly favored something.
I'm blessed.
Yes, you said somebody in the job used to walk around like that. Well, I'm not like that. But she said she noticed. She noticed that in me. So anyway, what happens? She goes have the baby, she goes in labor. She's fine, had a beautiful baby and everything. She comes back to work. This is the funny part. She comes back to work. And we all there, you know, waiting to see her and stuff. And everybody said, oh, Maria, I'm so happy. Congratulations. Did you miss us? Did you think about us? She said, miss you. Think about you. The only one I thought about was Rosa. She started remembering what I had told her.
Amen.
You know? And so she thought about holding her daughter. And I said, what? You don't make it, you know, Bob. I was like, you know, like, what? You know, wow, well, I really felt the bad for the rest of the people, you know? But that's God. You understand what I'm saying? That's God.
Yes.
That's us when we represent God.
Amen.
We're an ambassador, the messenger of God. When we're in a workplace, we don't keep it to ourselves. We got to go and preach the gospel. Preach the love, the kindness, the tenderness that God's heart has for his people.
Yeah.
So I have another one. Now, there's a lady in my job. She's Muslim. And I pray for anybody. I don't care if you're Muslim, non-Muslim, whatever. Black, white, short, I don't care. If God tells me to pray for you, I'm going to pray for you. And maybe God don't even tell me to pray for you, I'm going to pray for you. Anyway. So what happens? The lady, you know, she was, she went away and her visit with her family, I felt it so bad for her. Because her favorite grandson, he was only 5 years old, bendito, and, you know, he passed away in sleep. Mm. It was like a natural death.
Wow.
And my heart went to her, and she wasn't there, but I had called her up, and I told her, I'm praying for you and your family. Mm. My deepest condolences and stuff. And then when she came back, you know, I hugged her and stuff. But as the time go by, you know, she got these pains in her back. And I asked her, I said, do you mind if I pray for you? Because she was complaining a lot that her pain, her back was, you know, was hurting her. So she said, sure. So she let me pray. And I did pray. And I think about 5 minutes later, the pain was gone. Thank
Amen.
God.
Amen.
And she moves on. And I got to say, when you pray, you know, make sure you say in Jesus' name.
That's right.
I tell them, you know, you lose the ball in God's name.
Right.
Jesus' name.
That's right.
You know? So I do. So anyway, so now, you know, it's so awesome. It's so awesome. And God is so good.
Yes.
God is so good because now she asks me. You know, like Friday, she was having pain in her shoulder, and she asked her, she said, Wilson, do you mind praying for me? Because I know when you pray for me, my pain goes away.
Jesus.
That's not Rosa. That's God. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So now she's being drawn to me, but it's not me, it's the Holy Spirit drawing her to me. You know what I'm saying? So again, do I walk like, okay, I'm supposed to be, you know, representing Christ. Okay.
You don't wear a sign.
No, I'm a representative of Christ. I'm going to the nation and represent them. I'm going to speak life to these things. I'm going to love. I'm going to give them justice. I'm going to give them the kindness that Jesus did when he went through. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
Like when Jackie grew up to evangelize, Jackie represents who? Christ.
Yes.
She represents Christ. And we all do. We all are ambassadors of Christ.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You know, when God gave me that word, I was like, I had to check myself because I'm going to be honest. You know, I haven't really been like studying like I'm supposed to, reading like I'm supposed to, and praying, you know. But that time, that moment when I took that time for the Lord, he spoke to me and said, ambassador.
Yeah.
Everywhere I go, whatever I do, I am an ambassador of Christ. Even the word of God says it. If you go to 2 Corinthians 5:15, all this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. What are we doing? We're bringing people back to Christ.
Yes.
That was from the beginning when Adam and Eve, when they had fallen, God was trying to bring, still today, bringing people back to him. And that's what he wants, to reconcile, but he's doing it through us.
Yes.
So as ambassador, representative of Christ, that's what we do. So anyway, I have another one with, I have so many testimonies. Oh my God. But I got to write a book.
There you go.
But, you know, that's, and you know what's awesome about it? Because when I was talking to the Lord about this, I said, you know what, I want to share about my child. I really did, because Satan told me to share it. And I was like, testimonies, they're not, you know, maybe because they happened maybe a year ago, it doesn't mean they're not new. When we read the word, don't we get new revelation?
Sure.
We don't get the same revelation. You know what I'm saying? Mm. When we with God, he speaks to us, he always giving us new things. And, woo, hallelujah. I gotta say this because as Christians, right? Christians are God's ambassadors, in that they have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel.
Amen.
He trusts all of us the gospel.
Jesus.
If he didn't, I think it wouldn't be no disciples.
Right? Amen.
But he trusts us with his gospel. That's why we gotta go and preach.
Yes.
I like hanging out with Jackie. I really do. Woo! Bill Johnson said, you know, the umbrella, when you know somebody's really high anointing the umbrella, you step into the umbrella.
Yeah.
Woo! I step into Jackie umbrella.
Yes.
But it's awesome because, oh my God, when we do ministry together, woo!
Yeah.
I love it.
Amen.
And I thank you for that, Jackie, because when I first came to the Lord in our old church, Jackie was over the evangelist, and right away she picked me out to go and evangelize with her. I ain't know nothing. You hear me? I ain't know nothing. All we had to do was up and down at that time, church time. We had to go and pass tracks. I said, that's what we had to do? She said, yeah, just pass tracks. She said, but don't get offended. They're upset if they don't receive your tracks. They might even throw it in the garbage. And they did. I wasn't offended. But God been working. God really been working in my life. And in John 18:36, Jesus said, my kingdom is not of the world, this world. If it were, my servant would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jews. But now my kingdom is from another place. As we go through this world, we represent another kingdom.
Amen.
As ambassadors, we go out and represent Christ. We represent the heaven, the kingdom of heaven. God. You know in the diplomatic, when they send whoever as a messenger, they represent them. They send it to nations,
yes,
to regions, right? Mm. So who do we represent? Who do we protect? Even though God don't need no protection, but we represent God. You know, when we go out, whether to the streets, whether to the nations, to other countries, wherever you go, you representing Christ. You think that all those people in my job would allow me to pray for them or speak to them the truth of God if I didn't have the Holy Spirit in me?
Come on. Yeah.
If it were just votes of believing, they would have shut the door, yeah, and said, okay, get out of here. You know who you think you are.
Yeah.
You know, but thank God that he opens the heart.
Yes.
I thank God that when I go in there, I go in there representing Christ.
Amen.
I go in and look, let me tell you, all these years, this ain't no lie, all these years, they never had a Thanksgiving dinner, a luncheon. Never. I've been there 1 year, and we had 2 Thanksgiving luncheons. You know what they said? Maria, she's the lady that works in the office. She goes, Rosa, we thank you so much for coming. Because since you've been here, we have Bustelo coffee. Every coffee we drink is Bustelo. This other girl, she used to buy Chinese food every day. They used to talk about her. Every day was Chinese food. I don't know how much money she spent in a day or in, you know, a whole week. I bring food. I feed everybody. You know what I'm saying? And even with the holidays, but, you know, I don't want to go off the subject, but I'm just saying, you know, we are ambassadors.
Amen.
And take that to the heart because God trusts us.
Amen.
If he didn't, he wouldn't even call us ambassadors.
Amen.
That's good.
So, I just have one more thing to share. I believe, I finished with this. Ambassador in the Old Testament, the Hebrew word, I'm going to spell it because I can't pronounce it. I don't even know how to pronounce it. It's T-S-I-R. How do you say that?
T-S-I-R?
Tzir.
Tzir?
Tzir.
Tzir.
It's, forget it.
Just. Okay, tzir. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the meaning. It says that the Old Testament, the Hebrew word T-S-I-R, meaning one who goes on representing Christ, you know, God. So, for which I am an ambassador. Oh, I love this one. When I read this, oh my God, this like stuck out. This is Paul saying in Ephesians 6:20. For which I am an ambassador in chain, pray that may declare it fearfully as I should. Paul was in prison, in chain, and he still represents Christ.
Amen.
Isn't that awesome?
Yes.
Being in prison like that, still representing Christ.
Mm.
I said, Father, I just pray that we all, you know, not saying that we're all going to go to jail, you know, something like that. But that we go for a really rough time and we still, oh, But we still represent Christ. You know? But I'm just thinking, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah, I don't receive that.
No, we don't tell what I'm saying in any situation. You know, whatever situation you go through.
That's right, come on.
Whether it's a storm, whatever, you know, you feel like, oh my God, the devil has beat. Look, we don't got devils. Devils don't belong here.
That's right.
He comes to steal, kill, and destroy, right?
That's right.
But what did Jesus say? He comes to give life and abundant life.
That's
so
right.
Who are we going to stand? On Jesus, right?
Amen.
Of course, if we're representing Christ, I mean, come on, we're not going to be like, oh, the devil. No, you know, so stand up and walk up in the army of the Lord. You don't got nothing on us.
Yeah.
We are powered in the blood of Jesus.
Yeah.
We are representatives of Christ. No? Sure, I call myself warrior in the kingdom. Sure. I fight. Come on, let's fight. Because the devil got nothing on me.
That's right.
But I thank God. And let me tell you, I thank you all. And I thank Russ.
Yes.
And I thank Debbie. I love these guys.
Yes.
They have blessed me.
Yes.
They have blessed me so much.
Yes.
And thank you. And I hope I got the word for you.
Yes.
And thank you, Father, because if it wasn't for you,
yes,
I couldn't have that done. In
yes.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.